Hello, my name is Charlotte Andre. I'm 16 years old. Today is Thanksgiving, November 23rd, 2017, and I'm speaking with my great aunt Iris, and we are in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Mama Iris.
Hi, Charlotte. My name is Iris Dunmore, and I'm Charlotte's great aunt.
Okay, so to get into this, what are some of your earliest childhood memories?
I remember growing up on the north side of Chicago. I went to Franklin School. And I have fond memories of Franklin School. My gym teacher, Mr. McGlorcy, he would always have us doing different gymnastic stunts to prepare us, I guess, if we were to become a gymnast.
Like
but
what?
We loved it. I remember specifically doing the pull-ups.
Oh, yeah.
On the bars that's there?
Yeah. They're still there.
They're still there?
Yeah.
I know. When I went back to Franklin, it still looked the same. But, and so I did 200, and it was lunch break, and I was going into 300, and I was pumping away. And he said, keep on going, Iris, keep on going. Everyone went to lunch, and when everyone came back, I was still doing it. I was still doing the pull-ups. So that was one fond memory.
Wow.
Another fond memory I have is growing up on the north side. My father had a dump truck.
Yeah.
And he named it after me, Iris.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I have a picture of it. And and I would go out with him to pick up, you know, different things and whatnot. And I enjoyed doing that with him.
Did he go, like, down Wheeland and North Avenue?
And North Avenue and over on Cedric and Larrabee, all over in that area.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any funny stories that people tell you from when you were growing up or people have told you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us one?
I was always selling something.
Really?
Yes.
Like in school or outside?
Outside of school. On the north side, they had the north side, the art show on Well Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I would do the finger paintings.
Really?
And I would set up shop.
Wow.
On Well Street and try to sell my finger paintings.
Then, people bought them, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then at that time, we had a loom where we could make pot holders going in and out. I would always make the pot holders and try to sell it.
Wow.
I know. And then another thing is there was a punch game where people could punch a number and pay that amount and win a prize. And so I would go around and do that. So every time they saw me coming,
they already knew.
Little Iris, that's what they called me. Little Iris is getting ready to try to sell us something.
Wow.
So I was an entrepreneur even at that early age.
So you were talking about the pot making loom. Do you still have one of those?
No. I don't even know if they may make them, but it's a iron square.
Yeah.
And you go in and out and move it and then close it around the edge. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So
that's cool.
I know I keep a lot, but.
Right. How much would you sell, like, your finger paintings for?
I don't know. At that time, it couldn't have been no more than 5 or 10 cents. Because everything, maybe a couple of pennies, because everything was so cheap during that time. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, but that's some of my fondest memories of doing
that. That's cool. How would you like people to remember you?
I guess I would like people to remember me as bringing family together.
Yes.
And doing different things, you know, as far as work-related, having fun in that, because, you know, I always have a project going on. So I just want to be remembered for bringing family together and wanting people to know that I love everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will definitely remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and keep that going, too. Mm-hmm. What is some advice that you have for me, like, when I grow up? Or when I get older?
Well, I think that you're on a good path right now because I think you're a thinking young lady. And I would say just don't be persuaded by other people's opinion and what they're doing. Always have your own voice and your own thoughts so that when you make the decision that you have to make, you've thought about it and you can own up to it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of important. You know what you're doing. Do your research. And then make a decision and stand by your decision. It's good to get opinions from people, but also have your own thoughts on how you're going to go about a task. And just be kind to people, you know, and don't do anything to someone that you don't want to have done to yourself. So that's one of the, that's an advice I have, but I think that you're well on your way. You're level-headed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So back from like back to like growing up, are there any like classic family jokes or stories that you could share with me?
Family jokes? I don't know. I just remember a lot of love and fun in the community I grew in, especially in the building, because my grandmother owned the building that we lived in, and it was cousins that lived in front and back and across the street. So, I mean, we were always together and doing things. I remember going to Lincoln Park having barbecues all the time. Wow. We would go to Lincoln Park. It seemed like every weekend.
But I wish we could do that.
Yeah, I remember those being good times. I know I was very athletic, and, you know, Wheeling Street, my girlfriend and I, we would start down at the Catholic school, Immaculate Deception, and cartwheel all the way up to North Avenue.
Oh, my gosh.
She was on one side. You know how the tires roll
up?
She was on one side. I was on the other. And we would cartwheel all the way down to the end. It wasn't a lot of traffic at that time.
Yeah.
So we could do that.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. It was
crazy. I don't even think I could do a cartwheel now.
Yeah.
How old do you think you were?
I had to have been 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8, 9, or 10, around in that age.
Wow.
I know, that's crazy, right?
that seems like that would be like a lot of fun, though, at your age, though.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I can see Armin and Theodore doing
that. Yep, that's exactly right. And it wasn't a lot of traffic, and it was very neighborhood-type environment over there.
Yeah.
Even more so than it is now. So we could do those type of things. And people would sit outside, and they would see us just cartwheeling along down.
Would they say anything, or they just watch and say, laugh?
There's Iris and Belinda.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you see as, like, our family's legacy?
I see it definitely carrying on in the tradition that it was started by my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that you all, as children, see how we carry on the tradition, and I think that you will do the same thing with your family and cousins.
Yeah.
So I think it will carry on. I just want you all to remember us and those that came before you and the things that we did, and to pass that knowledge down to your children too. You know,
I'm definitely gonna try.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the family members you have either known about or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life?
I would think that maybe, I know I have to read. Who lived the most interesting life? That's kind of difficult. I don't know. That's hard for me to answer. I just know I would have a story, about each one of my children.
Yeah.
That I could tell you something about that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to?
I can.
Yeah.
Okay. Teddy was the artist. He would stay in the room and draw from sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
Tony was the mischievous one. He was always into something. But he was always a thinking person. So if someone told him a story, he would have a million and one questions.
Yeah.
So you couldn't just tell him anything.
Yeah.
Kilolo, she was the child of mine who wanted to be a mother. In the regard of telling people what to do, how to do it, even me. No. Dafina, she was always a smart, obedient child.
Mm-hmm.
And she always enjoyed family, too.
Mm-hmm.
Saran was just spunky, and she didn't want to get into any squabbles. She wanted everything to be very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Ebony, Ebony.
Which is my mother.
Which is your mother. She was also very smart, but she had ways of getting back at people.
Mm.
If someone did something to Ebony, how she would get back is that she would take her time eating. Because no one could get seconds until everybody finished their first. So if you did anything to Ebony, she would take her time and eat piece by piece. And all the kids would say, "Come on, Ebony, come on, finish it." And she's, "I am." So everyone wanted peace with Ebony.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was a loving child. She loved to play with dolls.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. And so here we are with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Michael was a boy's boy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he flipped and tumbled and turned and the whole nine yards. He was always into something.
Yeah.
And am I missing somebody?
I think that was seven.
That's seven.
Yep.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about your parents?
Yes.
Or you can pick one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My parents, they worked together at Automatic Electric. And I remember as a young child, my mother making coffee and cooking, frying bacon so they could go to work at 4 in the morning. And they would go to work and come back together. And we always did family ventures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would always go on trips, go to the park.
Mm-hmm.
My father, when he wanted us to go to bed, he would take us for a drive on the Outer Drive. And the Outer Drive is what's called Lakeshore Drive now. And as soon as I got in the car, I would go to sleep. So he would drive my sister on the Outer Drive and then bring us back home and carry us up in bed. Aww. To bed. Yeah, to knock us out, I guess, you know, so they could have some time for themselves. But we did a lot of family ventures and a lot of family events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that now, even like driving with my dad or my brothers along Lakeshore Drive, even though we're up north.
Yeah.
But like just keep going north. I love that.
Yes, that's always nice. And you get a chance to have, you know, one on one with your family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're just in there, we're just listening to music, looking out the window, seeing like the universities and the colleges over there.
Right. So, it's fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to Yeah.
That's why I'm going to try and do that more like, when I get my license and stuff. Can you tell me about my grandfather? My mother's
father. We were very close.
Mm-hmm.
He was my older brother.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, his birthday was the 24th, October 24th, and mine is October 25th.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he was a perfect big brother. He was very musically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
He played the saxophone. And oh my God, when he was practicing with the saxophone, have you ever heard the squeal of trying to get a note out on a sax? Oh man! but he had to rehearse.
Yeah.
And so he would be in the basement, and we would hear him up through vents.
Yeah.
Then he got tired of that, and then he went to the flute.
Mm-hmm.
So he played the flute.
Yeah.
And then he did the trumpet. He started playing the trumpet. As a matter of fact, he made an album, which I still have.
I want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. I still have that album. So he was very musically inclined. And he was a very loving brother. We were close, even though he was 15 years older than I was.
Really?
Yeah, about 14 or 15 years older than I was. Yeah, but he was a big brother.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was good.
That's a lot, three. Well, the saxophone and the trumpet are kind of along the same line.
Wind instruments.
Well, and the flute.
And the flute, all of them are. So he went from, and he loved jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was jazz enthusiast.
Yeah, my dad loves jazz.
Yeah, he was.
What was my mom like when she was growing up?
She was funny. You know how she is now as an adult? Well, that's how she was as a child. You know, she always would crack jokes, you know, and she was very conscientious and aware of people's feelings.
Yeah.
You know? So, as she is an adult, she was like that as a child, just a smaller version of the adult Ebony as she is now, you know. And she was smart. All of them were really smart in school, you know. I guess they knew that when they came in from school, they had to study. We had a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing was study, get a snack, then study, you know. And everyone's pretty obedient about that. So, you know, they were good students.
Yeah, that's kind of how we are, too.
Yep.
When you were younger, I know you said you had the finger painting and you would sell stuff, but like during the summer, what else did you see?
I used to go to day camp.
What would you guys do there?
I know one time we went out to, I was young, so I can't remember. Mm-hmm. We went out to a house in Wisconsin and we lived in a cabin.
Uh-huh. Really?
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing about it is the bathroom was away from where our barracks was.
Oh.
And it rained one night. And I had to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And it was frogs all over. And I couldn't go to the bathroom.
Oh.
So I had about four or five girls get up and two had to go before me to make sure that they got out the way.
Yeah.
And then I came, and then two came behind me to make sure they stayed out the way. But we stayed in like I said, a type of barracks, and we had bunk beds,
yeah,
and it was outdoor living.
Yeah.
You know, and we roasted marshmallows, and
that's scary.
I know. We roasted marshmallows, and it was that was a lot of fun. So
yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's kind of how like my church camp is. Like we have cabins and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then but our bathrooms is also in the shower houses.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like a couple stalls
mm-hmm.
in the little building.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any nicknames?
Mm.
I know my mom calls you Iroh.
Yeah, she coined that.
Yeah.
Little Iris. Uh-huh, and other than that, no.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody, like, does anybody still call you Little Iris?
Mm-mm.
Like, anybody that you know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
My friend, my mother's friend used to call me that because he said I look like my mother.
Oh.
So he would call me he called me Little Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
he called me, Little Jesse.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And some cousins used to call me Little Iris.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Here come Little Iris.
What job, like, did you have any jobs when you were, like, a teenager?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I worked at Flair Cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
It was a chain of cleaners. And I got a job when I was 16 there.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my girlfriends, we all worked at the same place.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I know, because when one got a job, she said they would pass the word on that he was hiring.
Yeah.
So we would go and use each other as a reference.
Yeah.
So maybe about 4 or 5 of my girlfriends worked at Flair Cleaners, but at different locations.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, two of them worked out at 115th. I worked at 95th,
mm-hmm.
and another one worked out in Roseland area.
Is it still up?
Mm-mm, it's gone.
Do you, like, 95th and what?
95th, where, you know where Trinity Church is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where it was. It was a mall in that area. A skating rink and a mall before that was built.
Yeah, because the parking lot is still huge,
mm-hmm.
and the building is huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it was a small mall, and it was homes.
Well, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you were younger, like, what was your dream job?
Being a business owner.
Really?
Owning my own business.
Wow. So you're kind of doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
I know. That's why I was always selling something.
Yeah,
I always
yeah.
wanted to have my own business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had your own business, what would you call it?
Well, right now, I have ICD Inc.
Is that, by Ridgeland?
In Ashland, on 128th Ashland. Mm. That's in Calumet Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah, the
mm-hmm.
building.
And that's just my initials, Iris Cotton Dunmore,
mm-hmm.
ICD, Inc.
Yeah.
And with that, I do the estate sales.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, so basically you're living out your dream career.
Mm-hmm.
So... this is for the Great Thanksgiving Listen. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Well, thank you for the interview, Charlotte.
thank you.
Okay, it's fun. It's fun. Okay, that was good.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, so yeah, you have to listen to the...